Well, it should be a lot of fun tonight on Fox Sports Midwest. Locally on Fox Midwest, we'll come your way at 5 o'clock. My partner will be the Cardinals Hall of Famer Jim Edmonds, and the Cardinals will send out Adam Wainwright to the mound. Now, following him, we'll see, in no particular order, but you'll get a chance to look at Alex Reyes, Andrew Miller, Jordan Hicks. All are scheduled to pitch at Roger Dean Stadium. Adam Wainwright making that start. Split squad, Ali Marmol will be the manager for the St. Louis Cardinals. And again, we'll come your way at 5 o'clock, Fox Sports Midwest. I'll have a preview coming up with Derek Gould of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. This is brought to you in brilliant clarity by Lordo's Diamonds, family-owned and operated for over 60 years. Top-quality jewelry at affordable prices, so stop paying too much at the chain stores. Experience the Lordo's Diamonds difference. Mike and Jimmy, they're there every day, located in the heart of Ladue. Look at their selection, great jewelry, lordosdiamonds.com. lordosdiamonds.com. Baseball coming up. We've got it for you. Fox Sports Midwest. You don't want to miss it. Again, Jim Edmonds will be my partner tonight on Fox Sports Midwest, 5 o'clock. And those four scheduled to pitch. So you got Adam Wainwright making the start, then the three coming up after that. And those three have been very, very good at different points and times this spring. So we're going to talk about all those pitchers coming up. Derek Gould will be alongside. And again, baseball coming up on Fox Sports Midwest tonight. And we'll preview that coming up with Derek Gould next on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with TheHomeLoanExpert.com. There's never been a better time to look at a refinance. Maybe it's time to get rid of the PMI or get some cash out to pay off the credit cards. 5 minutes could save you $500 a month. TheHomeLoanExpert.com. Enjoy the podcast.
As St. Louis looks forward to celebrating Easter, remember that Schnucks has everything you need for your big Easter meal. Schnucks carries Frick's Hams, a fifth-generation family-owned company from Washington, Missouri. Their hams are the best, and most of their pork comes from Midwest farms in Missouri, Illinois, and Iowa. This Easter, think Schnucks for hams, great sides, desserts, candy, and everything that goes along with it. Don't forget about the Schnucks Rewards app. Get everything for Easter at Schnucks. Coming to you from the Lou Fuse Automotive Studios on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. A chance to visit and talk it over again with Derek Gould. And the game you can see tonight on Fox Sports Midwest, local time, St. Louis time, 5 o'clock, 6:05 first pitch from Roger Dean Stadium. And if you want to see some good pitching, you're probably going to get it tonight. Adam Wainwright will make the start. Also, schedule the pitch for the Cardinals. Jordan Hicks, Miller is scheduled to pitch. Alex Reyes is scheduled to pitch. So, Derek, should be fun tonight.
It's a lot of horsepower.
Woo.
Coming out of that bullpen there.
Yeah.
I mean, you have, you'll see, what, three fastballs at 97 or faster, correct?
Right. Miller hit 97 the other day.
Yeah. Yeah, Miller can, and it's crossfire 97. I mean, I think that's what you still call it, right?
Yeah, it works. Crossfire works.
Okay.
Yeah.
There we go. And then you have Reyes, who at some point in time wouldn't be shocked tomorrow if you see Reyes' first 99.
Yeah, tonight I definitely could see 99, no doubt.
Absolutely. And then you have Hicks, of course, with who's already got to 103. Interesting thing here, and we can talk about this a little bit, is Hicks' schedule. He has not had the standard schedule of these other guys. His has mirrored more of a veterans-type schedule.
Mm-hmm.
But even like there was a time where Jack Flaherty, who they're getting ready to start, had appeared in more games than Jordan Hicks. That's going to change now. He's going to start appearing more regularly. But here's what he was doing. He was on the backfield, and this started in January at Dallas Baptist University. He and Mike Maddox met there for two bullpen sessions, and Maddox was working with him on his mechanics. The idea was to simplify. He had a lot of moving parts, and they thought if they could kind of streamline his mechanics, then he could be more consistent with them. That would make him throw more consistent strikes with the breaking stuff. That would also make him more consistent with the four-seam fastball, which you may get to see in the game if he unleashes it. And I've watched it in bullpen. I've seen it in some live batting practice sessions. But this is something that he wants to take in the game. And I asked Maddox, I said, how carefully did you have to go about working with his delivery? Because, look, this is velocity unlike any team really has, to be candid. It's greater than Chapman. Other teams are going to have
right now. He's
like
the
that.
Hardest thrower on the planet.
He has the best fastball in baseball.
Right,
and when you move with the delivery or tinker with it, you know, how careful do you have to be that you don't subtract from that? And this is what Maddox told me. He goes, the idea is to gain.
Mm-hmm. Well, it has.
Yeah.
I mean, it's working.
Yeah.
And I think the idea too, and Jordan was telling some of us the other day, he said, man, if I can just get strike one in, and that's my focal point of this year, just get ahead. You know, so many times last year I was just pitching behind in the count. And, you know, he talked about predictability and not being predictable.
Right. He was tipping his pitches somewhat. That's part of this delivery.
And you know what, though?
He could shout what he's going to throw.
I was about to say, it doesn't really matter when you're throwing 103 and 105. It's old-fashioned hardball, if you will, and come and get it. But still, it's predictability. And even at the level of these guys, it's still, you know, they'll square you up at the major league level. But he has such a great, tremendous sinker. It's hard to even square it up and try to make good, solid contact against him. But the bottom line is strike one, getting at an account, and then setting things, everything else up. And if he can do that, he could even be more devastating. Now, the thing I have loved watching him more even so this year is his effectiveness both against righties and lefties, but the fact that his slider has been even, in my opinion, even sharper this spring. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I would. I would, and I think he's got two different types of it too.
Yeah,
which is kind of a classic right-hander.
Yeah,
right. The guy who has the slider that makes the knees break.
Yeah,
and then the slider that makes the bat chase.
Right.
Can you do both of those things? And we have seen both of those things from his slider. He can take some off and create this greater depth. It's still hard, but it creates greater depth. And then he also can drop it in and leave guys going, wait, was that the changeup at 9? What was that?
Right.
And
well, you got to gear up to hit a fastball with his. And so when you have something like that to take you off that, it's lights out.
Right. This is something that I always found interesting is I looked up some of the fastest pitches because we have this data now, right? You can look up the fastest pitches over the last, whatever, 4 or 5 years, right? And how many of them were actually swing and miss strikes? It's not very many of the fastest pitches. Most of the fastest pitches are balls, right? They're too wild. They're whatever. They're power. They're elevated, whatever. They're balls. And a guy takes them and fine. Or they're fouled off, or they're taken. Very rarely are they taken. But a lot of them are fouled off. And why is that? And it's that old thought that, well, a major league hitter can time a bullet if you just ask him to nick it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you find these guys gearing up for 103, 105. They can do that. It's just the movement on it then is fouled off,
and that's
or it's
point.
Weak hit,
right.
Everything like that. So all these folks going, well, why doesn't he strike out people more? He has that high octane. Well, high octane doesn't lead to strikeouts. Look at Chapman. How many times, look at how the Cardinals approach Chapman, right? They said, who is our best fastball hitter in the minors? Get him here to pinch hit. Hello, Tommy Pham.
Right.
Hey, remember that one guy who had that tremendous at bat against Chapman because he could square a fastball?
Jose Martinez.
Come on down. But what got those guys out? What got a lot of the guys out? It wasn't Chapman's fastball. They were ready for that. It was when he then had command of a slider and could drop that on them, and they either didn't react or went fishing for it.
That's right. Speaking of sliders, how about Andrew Miller?
It's one of the best. When I remember watching Andrew Miller as a Marlin, and I remember seeing him as a Tiger, and I've watched all the Octobers, and I was there in person for Cleveland versus Chicago, but you can't see on TV.
It doesn't do it justice until you see it in person. It's unbelievable.
You know what I would suggest, and please tell me if this is right. You know what I would suggest is when watching the game, right, watching Andrew Miller pitch, don't look at the pitch. Don't look at the pitch. Don't look at the pitcher.
Watch the batter. The hitter's reaction
on
will tell
TV,
you everything.
Watch the hitter. Because, I mean, I'm telling you, like, even watching him in slow motion, it is a crazy good slider.
Yep.
It is a crazy good slider. And you know whose slider has improved so much as a result of Andrew Miller's slider is so good that it's infectious, that Austin Gomber has a better slider just by sitting two seats away from him. That's how good it, like, radiates slider goodness.
Yeah.
you know, I mean, I think Austin Gomber's slider plays. In fact, like the other day when he struggled, that was like his best pitch.
Yep. That was Sunday against the Mets.
Right. And so I think, yeah, and you, like I said, correct me if I'm wrong, but if I'm watching at home, which folks I hope are, because you're excellent at your job.
Well,
Dan,
thank you.
And
thank
then
you.
I hope they read the coverage so they can get the context of what
they're
watching.
Yes.
But
good plugs.
If they're watching at
very
home,
nicely done.
Thank you. If they're watching at home and Andrew Miller is pitching, just for one at bat, two at bats, don't watch Andrew Miller at all.
Just how uncomfortable it is for
the hitter.
Yeah.
Watch the hitter's feet move. Watch how they
knees buckle.
My favorite was watch how they bend at the waist,
right,
and try to lean in,
right,
and then bail.
Yes.
You know, and you're like, wait, that pitch didn't, you know, because if you watch the pitch, you're like, well, why did they react that way? On TV, I can see it starts over here and it goes over there.
Right.
But like from the hitter's point of view, the first baseman is throwing it.
Yes.
You know, they're watching Andrew Miller and they're like, all right, I'm in. Why did Paul Goldschmidt just throw a fastball at my hands?
Right.
That's how it looks to them. And the reaction is so good.
A reminder that Blues fans are invited to join the party all season long at Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill as the Blues season is heading down the stretch. And you can see Blues action at Hotshots and their 11 area locations. And also check out St. Louis Cardinals baseball on Fox Sports Midwest. The Blues action, they have the Bud Family Beer Specials, the $4 Jack Daniel Cocktails, $5.99 Blue Sampler Appetizer, and the $4 Blue Note Bombs, and the all-new Golden Bread Cocktail for $5 this season at Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill. Get more information, find a Hotshots near you at hotshotsnet.com. Hotshots, proud partner of the St. Louis Blues, your home for all the games all the time since 1990. A reminder, Hair Salon for Men, their home base in St. Louis, founded in 1997. They now have 16 locations in St. Louis. I go there, take both my boys there. The reason why, Hair Salon keeps client notes on each customer. So on each visit, you can be assured they know what you want. They'll do that in the privacy of your own cutting station. Complimentary beverage, relaxing shampoo, hot towel and a mint, complimentary shoe shine, all of that for just $22. And for an extra $5, stress relieving scalp massage or neck shave. That's all at Hair Salon for Men. How about Alex Reyes? Everybody's excited about him.
Yeah, including Mike Schilt.
Yeah. Is he ever
leading the parade?
I'd say Mike wants him in Milwaukee on, you know,
Wednesday,
13 days from today.
He'll be at the workout on Wednesday. That seems to be.
Yeah.
Alex Reyes, Alex Reyes has had a very impressive spring for so many reasons. First and foremost, because he has not taken no for an answer. He has not taken, you need to be careful with me for an answer. He has not taken, take it slow for an answer. He has said, this is my schedule. I am going to meet every moment on my schedule. And the moment you give me an opening, I am going to blow through it. He has not been as sharp as he would like, partially because he's throwing in games as healthy as he's felt for the first time in 2 years. I mean, you think about it, right? Like, he was getting by on adrenaline when he goes into Milwaukee because he was already feeling sore in the shoulder and later admitted
right.
that. So this is the healthiest he's felt since the end of 2016. So he's learning how to control an arm that is a live wire and has four excellent pitches. The other day at Disney, he's throwing, right? That's the day that they say he's in the competition for relief. And he throws a pitch, right? And it's like at 85 miles an hour. And it's a little bit like we were just talking about, like I watched the hitter react to it, right? That's what I wanted to
sure.
do with Reyes. So I watched the hitter react to it. And the hitter reacted as if it was a changeup, right? Like, you know, you saw that, like, hitter gear up. I've seen 96. I've seen 97. Gear up. And then it's just pause. And it's strike. Take him for a pitch. And then you see the hitter walk back like, oh, man, if I could have hit that if I knew.
Sure.
And then I asked him later, I'm like, how'd you feel with your changeup? And he goes, I didn't throw a changeup. I'm like, well, what was that pitch? And he said, that's my slider. It's a little tighter. It doesn't go at the hip and break in. It more goes kind of to the backside and then breaks over. So almost got like a deeper cut, but at a slower pace. I bring this up mainly because if he can throw at 97, 85, 84 with the changeup that goes in a different direction, and then 79 with the curve, or 82 with the curve, you're talking about a guy who in the span of three pitches or four pitches can go at three different levels of velocity, 70s, 80s, 90s, all for strikes. And in the middle there, that 80s one goes two different directions, one down or, slightly down, and then the other one hard cut. I think, those are four above average pitches.
Right.
And he has a feel for three of them already. It'll be real interesting to see the different looks he gives then as a reliever. And it's fascinating to me that they're going to try to reverse engineer building him into being a starter.
I think it's going to be awesome. It's going to be fun tonight. Wainwright, Hicks, Miller, Reyes, and again, you can see
it. Dan on the call.
Thank you very much.
You bringing your fastball?
I always bring my fastball, Derek. I never take a day off. Never.
Every so often I like it, though, when you give a changeup.
I always mix in a few changeups, and there's some weird stuff. Screwball. You call me a screwball. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I look forward to your coverage tomorrow.
Yeah, that'll be some sinkers.
Well.
Right?
Well, maybe.
Cutters?
Yeah. Think of spitters.
No. Oh, like over the morning coffee?
Exactly.
Oh, I like that. Like, can't believe he did that pun again.
Exactly.
Okay, stuff now we're like on that. The same
lane. Now you're thinking.
Very good.
I'll talk to you on Monday.
Coffee spitters. Nice.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dan.